This is program number LW2563. Have you ever heard of Paul Bunyan? He was that lumberjack, you know, who lived back during the turn of the century. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me tell you today about Paul Bunyan. Now, Paul Bunyan was an unusual fellow. When he was just 3 weeks old, he was so big that when he rolled around in his sleep, he'd destroy 4 miles of standing timber. So they built a floating cradle for him and anchored it just off the coast. But even then, when Paul Bunyan rocked in his cradle, it would cause a 75-foot tide in the bay. Several villages were washed away. He was so big that when he stepped out of his cradle, he sank 7 warships. Well, next thing anyone knew, Paul Bunyan was ranging all over Minnesota and Wisconsin. By this time, he had a great blue ox named Babe. And that ox was so huge, it measured 7 axe handles between the eyes. And that ox was strong enough to pull anything. I mean, that ox could haul 640 acres worth of logs to a landing at any one time. And if a road was crooked, why, Paul would just hitch up Babe and pull the kinks out of it. They never could keep Babe more than one night at camp, though. He would eat in one day all the feed one crew could tote in a year. But Babe was a great pet. The ox was very gentle. It did have a troublesome sense of humor, though. He would sneak up behind a drive and drink all the water out of the river, leaving the logs high and dry. One time when Paul Bunyan was driving a bunch of logs down the Wisconsin River, they got jammed up into a pile 200 feet high. Well, Paul brought up Babe to get things going again. He told the other fellows to stand back, and then he put Babe 4 square in the river in front of the jam. Then Paul got up on a bank and started shooting the ox with a rifle. Well, Babe thought it was just flies and commenced switching his tail. It caused so much stir in the air that pretty soon the river began to flow backwards, and so did the log jam. I could go on and on telling you about Paul Bunyan and his ox, Babe. Paul Bunyan was some kind of a lumberjack. You know, our imaginations sure can dream up a fantastic Superman. In fact, that's what we've even named one, wasn't it? Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Did you know, though, that God can do more than we're able to imagine? And our imagines get pretty wild, but he can. For example, did you know that God knows everything? Now, they didn't claim that even for Paul Bunyan. But with God, it's a fact. He knows everything. Ever stood out on a clear night and tried to count the stars? You can't count very high, can you, before you begin to wonder which ones you've counted already? Well, the Bible says that God knows the number of the stars. And not only the number, but God has even named the stars. Can you imagine how many names there must be for God to have named all the stars? But he knows their names. In fact, the Bible says that the eyes of Jehovah are in every place. It says his understanding is infinite. It has no end. God's understanding just keeps going on and on and on. It never has an ending. Quite frankly, I can't understand that even in my own imagination. I mean, if I were to say that God knows everything in the world, at least it would have a sum total. But to say that God's understanding is infinite, that means it is without end. It has no sum total. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible says that God became a man, and because he did, he's able to understand you and me even more. Now, let me tell you something today. That's good news. Not Paul Bunyan, not Superman, not any of their friends has anything on God. God understands you more than even you can understand you. And that's good news. I have a Bible study course. It talks more about God. Why don't you let me send it to you? It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.